talk about what this maternal health collaborative is all about. Jacqueline, why don't you start? And what you know, what it's all about, what you hope to accomplish with it.
Thanks so much for having us, Gene, this morning. So it is all about community collaboration and really building the bridges between the already existing hospital systems in Southwest Virginia and the community organizations with a shared mission and passion for doing better for mothers and families in the community.
It's hard to believe that in this day and age that there are gaps. Mandolin, talk about some of those gaps, and you're involved. You're the executive director of Postpartum Support Virginia. Talk about what that's about, and why are these gaps still existing?
One of the major gaps we see is a gap in mental health care for perinatal people during pregnancy and postpartum. Perinatal depression, anxiety, and other mood disorders are one of the most common complications of pregnancy, yet they're not routinely screened for, and folks are not referred for treatment. There's a few different approaches to that and ways to solve that problem. One is to train mental health providers to treat PMADs. Another is to ensure obstetricians and pediatricians and midwives and other folks in the birth space are able to screen for these disorders and refer people for treatment.
So these are mental health issues during pregnancy and then right after?
And right after, yes.
Okay. Actually,
the new research is saying up to 3 years postpartum, folks can experience a PMAD.
You would think this day and age that we would have advancement in this specific situation, but all across the country, the maternal mortality rate, so women that die in this country, we are the highest developed country for women that die.
And die when they're giving birth or before?
That's a great question. So about a third of patients die during pregnancy and then immediately after birth, and then two-thirds of them die postpartum. So there's the difference between the first week and then up to a year postpartum. There are many racial implications as well that we need to address, because Black women, Indigenous women are more likely to die when they're pregnant and after they give birth. And some of that is just the healthcare system that we have set up right now doesn't set women up, families up for success, because if you consider this a high-risk patient population, then you know that when they leave our care, if we're not providing a safety net for them, a pathway to access some of the resources in the community, then we're doing them a disservice. We're losing that patient population. And when you look at other countries that have done it better than we have, they've done that through community outreach. You know, Carilion, Lewis Scale, the Bradley Clinic, United Way, everybody is excited to really make that connection and to close those gaps. And so we're really hoping that things like today and things that are continued effort really make a difference in this community.
We're talking with Dr. Jacqueline Nunziato, the Huddle Up Moms Executive Director, also an OBGYN doctor for Carilion Clinic, and Mandolin Restivo, Executive Director of Postpartum Support Virginia.
So we did a pre-analysis of a needs assessment, and then we've also used the Roanoke Valley Needs Assessment by Carilion in 2018 to really identify what the needs of our community are. And we know that the second largest need are mental health services. And then when you pour that down and parcel it down even further, perinatal mood and anxiety disorders are right up at the top, because the hospital system, especially now during COVID, we're just inundated by the sheer volume of what's going on. And we know that people are feeling even more isolated at this time. And so we really need to be able to have a pathway for patients to access these resources that we're really trying to provide.
In a lot of different ways, not just with this issue, but did COVID kind of expose some of the gaps in our healthcare services, whether it's mental health or other types of health?
I think it exacerbated the gaps. We were very aware of the higher maternal death rate for Black and Indigenous women. I think we've also been aware of the mental health crisis among perinatal people, and COVID exacerbated that. Now we have folks who are experiencing more trauma, more isolation, and we really are needing to come to terms with distrust of the medical system, historical distrust. And so there's also an opportunity within that for healing.
You say perinatal.
Yes.
How's that different than prenatal?
So perinatal is the whole time from pregnancy through postpartum.
When you hear these stories, it really exemplifies the problem that we know existed, but now all of a sudden is at the forefront of media, because patients are feeling isolated. Patients are having miscarriages. miscarriages, suffering loss. And because they're doing that sometimes in isolation, you know, showing up to their visits alone, there's an added layer of trauma that we know a lot of our patients are experiencing.
We're talking with Dr. Jacqueline Nunziato, Huddle at Mom Executive Director, and Mandolin Restivo, Executive Director of Postpartum Support Virginia.
We're so grateful for the Council of Community Service. They do such an outstanding job really trying to bring our ideas to fruition in the community and really have given us quite a platform to promote our mission and our cause out to the community. What we did is basically send a pre-survey out to all those in the community that we felt shared a similar mission and passion for empowering women through connection and support and really wanting to move the needle on some of the issues that we just discussed. And so we sent an invitation out to over 50 different organizations. And we received a lot of positive feedback. I think, you know, it's hard because we're so eager about making change. And COVID, the nature of things is that we can't let that stop us from moving forward when the need is so great. And I think that's, you know, the biggest message. We have to do better and we have to do better now. And waiting until COVID is over is really not an option. It's really challenging because, you know, fear really propels behavior. And when we've seen that, it's a challenging time. And what we offer both in the hospital setting and for our organization is just kind of unconditional support. You know, it's not really our place to pass judgment. It's not our place to debate both sides of the issue. Really, what we need to do is come together and unite together to figure out how we can move forward. And if this is the new norm, how we can take our current situation and do better.
I hear that this is something, Jacqueline, you've wanted to do for a while, but talk about some of the concrete things that'll come out of a maternal health collaborative if you get it together. What kind of concrete services or access to services would come out of it?
So right now in the state of Virginia, there are so many exciting things happening when it comes to maternal health. And we have put a lot of legislation in place to really take care of women. I think the funding and funding allocations will go to the locations, and we're hoping they come here, to the places that want to create solutions together.
And that's one of the things I read, that you feel that having an established collaborative will help you get maybe some state funding.
That's what we're hoping. And I think in the state of Virginia, we're, you know, one of the few states that have fully adopted and extended Medicaid. And one of the new things that we're moving into is to have doula coverage for our Medicaid patients and our non-documented patients. And that's going to be huge for maternal health, because we know that a birth and a pregnancy that's supported by a village and a collaborative effort, including your obstetrical provider, is one that does better from a maternal health outcome. And so we're really excited about some of the changes. And we have a number of projects that we're very excited about. Mandolin can speak a little bit more about it. I don't want to blow the whistle there, but we're really hoping that we can create mental health services and expand through Postpartum Support Virginia. We're hoping to bring something called Birth Village to this area, where we're training Black and Indigenous women of color to be doulas so they can go out to the community and really provide care. And we're hoping that we can do that through Huddle Up Moms.
Remind people quickly what a doula is.
A doula is a pregnancy and postpartum support person. They help you create expectations. They educate. They help with breastfeeding. They help with infant care. They help you to feel empowered in your birthing space. And they help you to and encourage you to communicate effectively with your healthcare team.
Doulas are non-medical birth and postpartum support.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll help you with the physical process of birthing. And then there's postpartum doulas who can help you understand baby care, postpartum healing, and just help you also just day-to-day around the house, which is really nice.
So Mandolin Restivo, as far as being Executive Director of Postpartum Support, what do you hope comes out of this maternal health collaborative?
So we are really excited to offer trainings for folks in the region who are serving perinatal people, therapists, training folks to be peer mentors to provide one-on-one support, also training individuals from various community-based organizations on the perinatal time and how to support healing and wellness, in particular mental wellness. The other piece that is really interesting is Dr. Nunziato was talking about the new policies that have been developed at the statewide level. There often then needs to be folks on the ground in communities figuring out how to ensure people can access these new benefits.
Benefits regarding what?
So Medicaid and doula services. So now we have the ability for folks to have expanded Medicaid, the ability for folks to have doula services paid by Medicaid. But the understanding of how to access those services, there's often a gap in that knowledge and in those processes. Folks who are knowledgeable to be able to do that mediation, that middle work.
I'm sure you can imagine, Jim, you know, for a patient to, or a mother or a family to come in and come into pregnancy and not speak English or has never been in the healthcare system at all, lacks insurance. It's challenging to fill out the paperwork, to know where to go. A lot of people don't have internet. They don't have iPhone capabilities. We're really talking about a marginalized patient population that needs to take advantage. And until we have a framework in place, I think that's going to be very difficult.
We're talking with Dr. Jacqueline Nunziato, the Huddle Up Moms Executive Director, also an OBGYN doctor for Carilion Clinic, and Mandolin Restivo, Executive Director of Postpartum Support Virginia.
One of the things Postpartum Support Virginia is looking to do in the region is hire folks to be care coordinators to help people understand how to access the services, identify individuals who need to be trained, and bridge the gap so that people are not having to do all the legwork of finding the resources. So we really are making it a one-stop shop for mothers and families.
And that's where having an established organization will make it easier to get funding to from the General Assembly or wherever.
Yes.
Just to wrap up, Jacqueline, just talk about some of the action items you'd like to see going forward.
It's funny, whenever you think about resources or you think about where the gaps are, it's not that they don't exist. It's that we're siloed in our mission and our vision for Southwest Virginia. And until we come together collaboratively and figure out a framework or a structure to make a difference, then we'll continue to stay siloed. And the resources that we have, we won't be able to optimize. And I think a perinatal mood and anxiety disorders are a great example of, you know, we have some big hospital systems that have providers. We have small counselors that are, you know, independently owned. Hopefully, you know, people will reach out to us with their interest. If you're a social worker, and Mandolin can speak more about that, but if you're a social worker, if you're interested in supporting women in this area, please reach out to Huddle Up Moms or Postpartum Support Virginia. And we would love to talk to you about training, about some of the job openings that we have hopefully available in the near future. Despite COVID, I hope that we can come together collaboratively and really make a difference. We have really wonderful and I think kind of life-changing platforms and structures and programs that we believe can really make a difference in this community.